Hello, friends. Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for March the 17th. I'm your host, Paul White, and today we are looking at the Apostle Paul's statement of Galatians 3:21, where he opens with a question, gives a declarative answer, and then gives a statement that we're going to find is actually a conflicting statement with something he says in the book of Romans. Now, we'll, of course, bring out why I don't think the conflict is a problem. In fact, I think it's evidence of growth, spiritual maturity, and understanding, but it once again bumps up against our old philosophy that I think many believers still carry, and that is that there are never any contradictions of any sort in the Word of God, and or what we call the Word of God, the Bible, but I think we've probably established more than once that that's not the case. There are certainly contradictions. We need to understand why they exist. We need to wrap our minds around them so that we can wrap our hearts around the reality of what's behind the Word, even where there are contradictions. Let's jump into it in Galatians 3:21. Here's the question. Is the law then against the promises of God? The declarative answer is certainly not. The translators put an exclamation point after that. Why does Paul even bother to ask such a question? Well, it's because he's just laid the case out, starting in about the 15th verse, that God made a covenant with Abraham, and then 430 years later, there was an interruption to that covenant called the Mosaic Covenant, what Paul calls the Old Covenant a little later in the book, and that Old Covenant cannot supersede the promises made to Abraham and his seed under that first covenant. Then Paul identifies the seed as being Christ, so he says the Mosaic cannot annul the promises of the Abrahamic covenant. And if the law is through the hands of a mediator, and it was added to expose and show transgression, is the law fighting against God's promise? Has it taken an elevated position where we are trying so hard to live up to law that we cannot find ourselves as recipient of the promise? Now, he's going to conclude that entire thought when he gets to the end of the what we would call the chapter, the last verse of the chapter, and he will declare that if you're in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. So he really takes care of that whole problem of whether or not we should still be living up towards law when we have promise. But there's a conflict in his explanation. The question was, is the law against the promises of God? The declaration was certainly not. Then the explanation comes. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. So his statement is, if there was life inside of the law, then you could find righteousness by keeping the law. What is he saying? Well, he's saying there was no life found in the law, and therefore we're going to need the promise because life isn't working. Law isn't working, rather. I told you there's a conflict. Look at Romans chapter 7, and in verse 10, Paul says this, and we'll give you context in a moment. The commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. Hear that again. The commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death. So Paul understood or had an understanding that if you would keep the commandments, you would find life. However, Paul found that when he tried to keep them, he found death. Now, in Galatians 3:21, we just read, if there had been a law given which could have given life, true righteousness would have been by the law. I think we're seeing the progression of the Apostle Paul. What he's telling you in Romans 7 is, my understanding, and I think as Romans lays out, you'll find this is the Jews' understanding, not just Paul. Our understanding, Paul is saying, is that the law would give us life, but our experience taught us otherwise. In Galatians 3, he declares the law can't give life. If it could have, then righteousness would have come by the law. The theme of Romans is that Paul is talking to his Jewish friends who think they can find righteousness by doing good. In fact, in Romans chapter 10, Paul says They, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. In other words, my Jewish friends think that if they keep the law, they'll be righteous. Why did they think that? Because they thought there was life in the law. Paul originally thought as much in Romans 7 and then learned otherwise. There was not life in the law. So when he gets to Galatians 3:21, he declares that there's no life to be found in the law. If there had been life to be found in the law, then you could be righteous keeping the law. But you can't be righteous by keeping law. That's the argument of Romans 7. There, if you were to lift Romans 7:10 and lift Galatians 3:21 and lay them side by side, you would appear to have a contradiction. In one, Paul says there's an intention of life to be found in the law. And the other one, he says there's no law that gives life. What you're finding instead of a direct contradiction is a maturity. Paul growing into the understanding that while he thought one thing at one point, he learned another thing at another point. Don't be so hard on yourself. If you thought one thing at one point in your Christian development, it's okay. Grow up. And as you grow up, you'll think other things. Don't look back in total regret. Don't look back mad at your old self. Look back realizing you're growing up. And also, don't allow the new developments that are happening in your spirit to be viewed as regressions from this old standard you used to have. When I first came into grace and the finished work, that was the great trick the enemy tried to use on me was, boy, you went backward in your standards. Listen to how you used to preach versus you preaching now. And all it was really doing was accenting all of the times I tried to make people feel bad and the fact that I don't do that anymore. And that old time me was considered good old fashioned preaching. And I had to grow away from the condemnation that came with leaving that in the past. Sometimes it's just simply time to grow up and abandon some of the things that you held so true and so dear. Tomorrow, we will work Galatians chapter 3, verse 22, as we continue this long answer of really what is the full purpose of the law. We'll get to the bottom of it with the Apostle Paul. We'll see you then. God bless.